An alliance of city and county workers opposed to budget cuts being considered by state lawmakers is testing its political muscle against the strength of a Republican majority in both houses. Firefighters dressed in their gear were among those lobbying legislators against more cuts they contend will hurt local services. Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich was among local leaders opposed to shared revenue cuts.
And we need to go over to the Capitol and make the point that there is no fat in local government. We are the most efficient level of government in Wisconsin.
Local government leaders also oppose a Republican plan to clamp down on municipal spending through a tax levy freeze. One legislative ally on the other side of the aisle is Democrat John Erpenbach. The Senate minority leader says it's not only a fight over money, but of local control.
Republicans in at least the state Senate think they have a better idea of how to run things locally. If they want to do that, they should go home and run for mayor. They should go home and run for county board. They should go home and run for city council. They should get out of the state Senate because that's not our job. So,
Republicans say if they don't limit local spending, property taxes will go up. And Assembly Speaker John Gard couldn't say how large cuts to shared revenue might be.
It's too early to tell. What I've said to folks is that if they have the courage to do other things, shared revenue will be fine. If they don't have the courage to do the right thing in other programs, you start to run out of options.
The $1 billion shared revenue program is being cut 7% under the governor's budget, but bigger cuts could come from legislators. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.